For decades, South Peninsula Haven House has organized a dinner and auction. It's their Women of Distinction yearly honors. It rallies local support for Haven House, Homer's Shelter for Women. The event usually takes place in March, but March was not a good time to be gathering in public and sharing a meal this year, so the event was postponed. Organizers chose October in order to highlight Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The online Women of Distinction ceremony will take place on October 23rd. KBBI will be featuring this year's honorees in advance of the online ceremony. First, Haven House defines a young woman of distinction as an exceptional young woman who has demonstrated outstanding leadership in her school, community, and/or workplace and has inspired her peers to follow her example. This year, that is Daisy Kettle. Kettle is a 2020 graduate of Homer High School and is now in Lewiston, Maine, attending Bates College. I spoke with Kettle along with Poppy Benson, who nominated Kettle for the accolade. Benson started off the conversation.
Well, Daisy Kettle is just a delightful, incredibly accomplished young woman who I've had the privilege to know for 9 years. She started my Girl Scout troop in fourth grade, but I also know her through the Nutcracker, where she was a principal dancer.
Through Girl Scouts, I know you said that Daisy has attained the status of receiving a Gold Award.
Yeah. Oh, that's really exciting. The Gold Award is the Girl Scout equivalent of the Eagle. She received the award for a very complex project with multiple aspects to it, dealing with single-use plastics. And there were so many parts to it, but testifying at the borough and writing a resolution for the school and co-organizing the climate strike, the youth climate strike. And
I'm here.
Oh, wait, yay. There you are. Daisy Kettle herself. Congratulations on being named a young woman of distinction for this year. Where are you now, Daisy?
In Maine. I'm at my college. It's called Bates College.
How many students?
There's about 2,000. But there's some doing remote, so it's about like 1,800 right now on campus.
Had you been planning for Bates for 2 or 3 years?
Well, my grandma did go here, actually, but I didn't really decide until like January. It's really cool because like everyone knows everyone. It's kind of like Homer High School, where like you see someone, you know them.
Is there a dance program? Will you continue to dance?
Yeah, they actually have a really good dance program, and I've met a couple of people that are taking like hip-hop classes, so I might try to do that next semester. We'll see.
Did you go there with something specific in mind to study?
Definitely liberal arts. I have no idea what I'm going to study. So I'm taking Intro to Computing. Everyone takes a seminar, and my seminar is local perspectives on global issues. So I'm pretty excited for that. That was my first choice. I'm also taking psychology and international politics.
Will you be taking any of your classes remotely?
Yeah, so they're all just kind of like mixed, kind of going day by day, depending on if there's any more cases in Lewiston or at Bates. We're getting tested like twice a week.
Student body is getting tested twice a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really easy. We just do it ourselves.
One of the things that I'm always interested in when people go traveling, what were the most important things that you packed? Have you got all your gear? Rain gear, boots, all that stuff?
I didn't bring my extra Tufts, but
what?
I have Crocs.
I predict you will miss your extra Tufts, but I could be wrong. You may be so ready to throw them off.
I have my skateboard, and I have blankets, so I'm pretty well set.
Well, how's the skating on campus?
Yeah, it's really nice. There's like a bunch of people that skate. I almost crashed the other day, but now I know to not go down that hill, so it's all good.
I did not know that you were one of the founders of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. How did that come about?
Yeah, so me and Summer McGuire, we've been friends for a while, and we both just happened to email like the state coordinator at the same time. She emailed me back, and she was like, oh, Summer also just emailed me. So we worked together, and we got some stuff going on. I think it's going to keep going, I hope, anyway.
Poppy?
I was really curious. How does the seminar thing work?
It's just like discussions every day with like readings. So I feel really prepared because like in Campbell's class, we did that like every week.
I can't wait to tell Sean you name checked him. He'll love that. Are you doing extracurricular activities?
Well, my seminar is actually like a community engagement class. So we'll work with like nonprofits around Lewiston and Auburn. I also want to do, there's this immigrant engagement club type of thing, which I'm planning on doing.
Wait,
I'm
what is it called, Daisy?
It's Lewiston Immigrant engagement. There's a big immigrant population in Lewiston.
Where do they mostly come from?
A lot from Somalia, a lot of other places too.
Well, Kathleen, you know that we went to India last summer, our scout troop, and of course Daisy was one of the three that went, and you know, they went into classrooms and had to come up with activities.
I think it inspired me a lot to also get involved here. It'll be a lot different, of course.
Well, I hope to check in with you again in October when Women of Distinction is going to have some sort of event. Thanks so much for your time.
Just wish Daisy the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, yeah.